Chapter 56. Niles Jansen checked the Glock 17's magazine, which carried 19 bullets in an extended double-column box configuration. He'd worked as support on 3 missions with Witt and Reggie, but he'd never been ordered to do something like this before. He was nervous, but determined. He chambered around and drew from his pocket a capped syringe that was marked with a poison label. Jansen was alone, so the plan was to have the prisoner handcuff himself to the chair, and then he would administer the poison. The prisoner, he believed, would just assume it was another sleeping solution. It would be easy. It turned out not to be. He walked slowly down the hallway and then stopped, unable to believe what he was seeing. Water was pouring out from under the locked door and also through the food slot. He rushed forward, calling out, "What the hell happened?" "The pipe on the toilet broke, and the whole damn room is flooded. I'm up to my ass in water," Shaw yelled back. "Where's the water cut off?" "Step away from the door." "Step away from the door? I'm crunched against the wall. The whole building's gonna come down. I've been screaming for somebody for an hour." Jansen reached the door and pulled out his keys. His plan was to open the door and then quickly step aside as the water rushed out. Things did not go according to plan, however. The door being knocked off its hinges was the first indication of things going awry. The door landing on top of Jansen was the second. Shaw dropped the heavy toilet he had used to bash his way to freedom, grabbed the man's gun, and pulled the stunned Jansen up. When the object fell to the floor, Shaw stooped and picked it up. It was the syringe. He looked at the man. "Was this meant for me?" Jansen said nothing. Shaw shook him. "I'm about a second from putting a round in your brain. Was this meant for me?" He placed the muzzle against the man's forehead. "Now." Jansen said, "I was just following orders." "Whose? One of the other guys here? The woman?" "No. They don't know." Shaw knocked Jansen unconscious with a blistering left hand that carried about as much pure anger as Shaw had felt in a while. He laid him back down, pocketed the syringe, rushed back into the room, turned the water off where the commode used to be, and then ran back out. The water hadn't been up to his butt, of course, but just high enough to reach the level of the door slot and start pouring out. Shaw had used a plastic water bottle to stop up the hole in the floor revealed after he'd worked the commode loose using his nifty homemade tools. He carried Jansen over his shoulder, the gun held out in front of him just in case anyone else was around who wanted a piece of him. He used a lamp cord to tie him up, lifted his cell phone and his car keys, kicked open the front door, leapt off the short stack of steps, and climbed into a 2-door gray hatchback parked in front of the house. 10 seconds later, he was flying down the road. The car had GPS, and he inputted his destination with jabs of his finger. Gord. He checked the clock on the dash that also had the current date. Market day, he thought. He might still have time. He floored the little car and reached a main road. He punched in a number. Frank's voice came on. When he heard Shaw, he started yelling. "Shut up, Frank, and listen."
"Me listen? Shaw, I will have your ass."
"They're gonna hit Waller." That caught Frank's attention.
"What? Who is?"
Shaw filled Frank in on all that had happened. "I'm pretty sure it's going down today. I need some backup."
"There is none. We pulled all our assets from the area."
"There's nobody?"
"I've been spending all my time covering your ass with my bosses. They think you went nutso over this chick. They are pissed."
"I can't do this by myself. I need some help. Waller has a lot of muscle." Frank was silent. "Hey,"
Shaw cried out. Talk to me. There is one asset in the area.
Who?
Me.
Why are you still here?
Forget it. I just am.
Why, Frank?
Because I've been looking for you, that's why. Happy? Now, how do you want to play this?
Here's how.
Shaw started talking fast. When he was done, Frank said,
Do you really trust this woman?
To the extent I trust anybody. Yeah, I trust her.
Well, I hope to hell you're right.